Personally, I think it's because otherwise half of the people are asleep anyway. Yeah. Half, I'll lie. But probably like three quarters are asleep. So at least to get some people to be up. And not only that, I think it's important to know this issue of the Tanakh, to know
that's
exactly.
That's a good topic. That's a good question. It's 3:45 in the morning.
Yes, no, yes, and to go into these ideas and all the scholars that they say you have things which are so much later, the Tehillim, you have what talking about now is Bovel Shavu Shavu Nagam Bochino Bezochrin Etzion. How is that possible to say that? And okay, so we'll start with Hashem. Now we're going to continue the Leshem, and Barry just sent me the paper by the Neil Stein, which I think was supposed to be the Rabbi Achari.
Yeah.
And he has three questions, which I think are important. And I think in some ways I think it's a good paper, but I don't agree with what he says. And I think it's extremely important, but the questions that he asks are very important. And I think that is extremely important to deal with those questions to be able to understand exactly what the Leshem says. Okay, but we're going to just, before that, continue. Okay? Okay, we saw, we are, I think, on page Kufta Zayin, Vel Kegoin Zeh. That's what we're going to see. So we saw that the idea that Avtocha L'Toiva, and no, I think we should, it's before, we have to continue. Yes. Okay, which one? Evechen Makshim Beforshim, okay. Now, the question is the idea of Shema Igurim Achet. Okay? The idea is that the Leshem is trying to go here and to go against the concept that Bitochen is independent of Chet. Meaning the fact that you fear Chet, the person fears Iras and Oinshim and etc., does not preclude Bitochen. Bitochen is an independent Midah because Bitochen is not a Tashlom. It's not that Kujbuch is paying somebody for something. No. You're just living in a different realm because the idea is that what we spoke, a person can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in different forms. And that's a higher form of relationship, but it has nothing to do with dessert. Doesn't mean if you deserve or you don't deserve. It's irrelevant. And that's what the Nefesh, this is what the Leshem wants to say here.
Okay.
And with the paragraph 4, exactly right, but it's right. The paragraph 4 was about Haman. The same issue, the Jews in the time of Purim thought that they weren't deserving. וכן מקשה בפושם בבניין העיר אשר בגרום אחד בדביר ירושם בסנדר הלוחה ויחוד במדש תנחומה ובברם מלחסודי התוירה שכל דובר שיוצא בי הקודש בו חולה טוי ואין לו חוי זה בו אפילו חד. This is the famous question, right? We all know the Rambam already passed the Locha. Anything that Kudosh Baruch Hu says for good doesn't change. It becomes like a guarantee. Ein tanchuma in broches. ומקור הדבורים הוא בנבוא סלמיהו. פסוק זין חזה אין שם. Is a posuk that says that the nevuah of Tocha, the Kushbuch, doesn't change. Ubemezini birmiya gufa kapitel yudches nemasham. Rega, but you see the contradiction is obvious. Chazal understand from Yirmiyah that anything good that the Kushbuch says, that's it. It's a guarantee, won't change. But if you look there in the same Yirmiyah, in per kapitel in perik yudches, says like this, Rega echad daber al goy va mamlacha lintosh lintots. I many times will say, to a nation that I will destroy them. V'shav agoye umerosi didas tshuva v'nicham tialaro. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll change my mind. But he says, v'reg adaber al goye umlecha livnot v'lintoa. But the opposite. Also, there's a tell a nation that they're going to prosper and flourish. V'oso hara beinai levil tishmua bekuli v'nicham tialatova. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if he goes ahead and he does what's right, I'll change my mind. So you see the same pasuk in Yirmiyah tells you that Avtocha L'Toiv, even Kadosh Baruch Hu says good, the nation will prosper and flourish. If you do something wrong, you lose it. V'ayin ze al meshav b'chidush ha'godesh she'isham b'shem balakeda v'mizrachi v'cholei. Ach mash sheniri li baze, and that's extremely important. Hu ki ha'ikar she'kol Avtocha L'Toiv einu mishtan l'fi derechet. Any avtocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once there is a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's telling somebody that something will happen, will never change, even with a chet. Okay, so that's it. So first of all, he says clearly, when something good comes out, you never change. Ah, achma shenemar birmiyahu shegam atoiva nishtane dechet. So how is it possible? In Yirmiyahu it says that he will change. Hakavod nasham, this is extremely important. The Leshem, urak eshenasechet misiba avtoch hazatma. That's only if the chet was caused because of the avtocha. If you use the avtocha as a reason to do what's wrong, see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told everything be good, so now who cares? If you use the avtocha and the avtocha creates the chet, this is the only time that the chet can change the avtocha. In other words, the verse says avtocha, but it does a chet because he has the Yetzer Hara. Won't change the avtocha. But if you tell a goy, you flourish and prosper, because they say, okay, now I'm okay, so who do I care about the rest? If this becomes a reason for the chet, then the avtocha goes away. If you rely on the avtocha to do what's wrong, if the avera is the siba of the chet, so then the avtocha does change. And he says this works the same way the Gemara says in Yuma. If you take Yom HaKippurim's Kapora, and the Kapora of Yom HaKippurim becomes a crutch to allow you to do a verse, because it says Echta v'Yoshuv, Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechapa, Ervo Mitam, Shari Oisis Yom HaKippurim Siba Lachet, because you're using Yom Kippur as a reason to do Chet, because now you have Yom HaKippurim, now you don't have to do anything else. Kenu b'inyaneinu, that's the same thing. V'kenu gam ken b'Yakov Avinu. Now look at Yaakov Avinu. What was Yaakov Avinu worried about? Maybe he has a chet and therefore the avtocha go away. If the avtocha never goes away with a chet, what was Yaakov Avinu afraid? The reason is because he was uber from. He was afraid. Because maybe the avtocha caused me to not be so careful about learning about my mitzvahs. So he was afraid that his averus caused, what you call it, his avtocha caused the chet. V'arei nase b'avtocha siba lechet chas v'shom. Azeh lo iskam avtocha klal lecherum b'shiz rabba, kein avtocha la tzadikim b'olam hazeh. That's why tzadikim don't have avtocha b'olam hazeh. Aval zul atzeh. But besides that, einu mishtane avtocha letoiva. Avtocha will never change al di shum chet mu'uma. This is categorically what the Leshem says. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megale something, that will never change.
How do you reconcile the fact that Yaakov used the concept of Tiferet, but at the same time, so he was supposed to kind of put everything together and then...
So he says, he's going to ask, because he's going to say, that's what we saw, that it two things. Why did Yaakov Avinu do a chet? And he's going to come back again. Is probably because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give this. But Yaakov Avinu is not an individual. He represents the Jewish nation. So he wanted to give us a challenge. So exactly because it's Tiferet, because he should have been, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevented him from doing what's right, for this to be the avoid of Klal Yisrael in the future generations. That's it. V'advar zeh ine amartka b'inyam ha'shavur b'medr sh'rashir m'susos ishnei t'midim ha'yisrov ha'kriv b'chol yoyim. Klal Yisrael was makir to korbonus tomid. Echad b'shachad echad b'ayim sh'rashachar ha'korev. Let's order the chaper. Alaviru shenasu ba'alai v'shul b'lekbayin ne'akorev alaviru shenasu ba'yom. The two tmidim, one for the averus at night, the tavit shel shachar was bechaper the previous night, the tavit shel abayin was bechaper for the previous day. V'olai adam b'yerushalayim b'yodo ovin. So nobody had a chet because it carbon took care of everything. Shenemar tzedek elinbo. V'arikosh l'chori kinker v'yidukim yovin lo'yla v'yichit gal g'lachum l'charkach. So if that is the case, how do you have a churban? If the tmidim took care, what's a churban? Because the Jewish people use the korban atomid as a great crutch to be able to do chatoim. Anything that you use as a siba for the chet, that's a problem. Moshe Nehmer b'shmuel, hafet Hashem, b'ulis z'zvoch, yishmo b'kol Hashem, in yishmo, b'zevach toif, korbon, the Kodesh Baruch says, I don't care about korbon, it's a korbon, I care about you doing what's right. If you're going to listen, to use the korbon as a reason not to do what's right, the korbon won't work. V'kezeh, hine omur, sh'reshoim, me'apchim, midas ha'rachim, midas ha'din. That's what the Gemara says, And the Meir Shabbat says, Rashi quotes many times, that the Rishoyim take Midas HaChesed and Ras Arachem in Chesh with the Sadin. Ki HaKor Rishay Lachem L'Chapor V'Kashanos M'Tzibah L'Chet Shehun K'mad K'avol HaSakor V'Chitim L'Dei Zeh. That's exactly the Korban, which is supposed to be Midas HaRachem, if you use it to do a chet, harei azin no mechaber kor mekla vizap erachm nedin. Vechen yom kippur im shur lerachm lekapor, aval oi im rech tav yom kippur im mechaber, oi sis yom kippur im siba lechet. If you use yom kippur im, which is midas arachamim, you want to take advantage of midas arachamim, that you use, you turn it, that chesed into din. El azin yom kippur im mechaber, mehaber sa rachm nedin, you turn rachm into din. In other words, if you use the chesed, the rachamim is chesed and din. If you take the chesed as a reason not to be midas adin, the chesed goes away, and only the din takes care of it. That's why that's midas adin. V'chein kol dibur v'gidur tzimut v'kudosh bochu l'toyim arewin v'shtan l'lem flu v'chet. Therefore, every gil v'kudosh bochu is never b'shan afi. Aval k'shoisim v'isa avtoch ha-siba l'chet, sh'asum k'la avtoch ha-v'chet, v'zeh idaz b'sap e'charach m'ledim v'shtan avtoch ha-gamken. V'hu shilman b'yirmiya, v'reg echad, that's what he says, b'shat in Yirmiya. Reg echad abir al goy v'amloch l'udaz v'rito, I'll tell a nation, I'm going to make you flourish, to build and to plant. And now he uses this as a reason to do what's bad, because now he's basically safe. Then I change my mind, I will regret. You are the one who is changing the chesed into din. But besides that, there's no avtocha that changes. Never ever a midah tova came from Kodesh Boruch Hu v'chazer bo l'ro. There's only one exception. That case also, in eino shayel kavod chadoise b'shem chazor amamish kariyah chazor b'yusa amayim et gufa. Okay. So why was Yaakov Avinu afraid of Esav? Hagam she'akol zeh did they godel kedushos of son of Sidney Sarah. This was the fear that he had of Esav was only because of his kedusha. Ki loy min be'atzvo. It's not that he didn't believe a kedush Baruch Hu, and this is the operative word. He didn't believe in himself. Okay, so that's a frumkei. Don't believe in yourself. So he was afraid. He didn't trust himself because he thought, maybe I don't deserve. That is not right. Not to believe in yourself, it's wrong. Chazal criticized him. We saw that before. Chazal said, you were the one who brought to yourself all these issues. It's not that he didn't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't believe himself. Because by the fact that he didn't believe in himself, and he had to go ahead and to send presents and gifts and try to appease Esav, gira v'shisa oisolav, he caused Esav to come to him. Adas machzik b'nekel, if you're holding the ear of a dog, you're just making him come to you. Kisav l'darkuya mehalach. Because the truth is, Esav was on his own way. He didn't even think about Yaakov. But when he sees the people coming, he decided to change his way to get to Yaakov. So Yaakov Avinu was the one who brought all to himself. You made him into a Rosh. Most of the issues that I told you, people don't realize that 99% of the issues that we have, we bring upon ourselves. We create monsters, we create ghosts, and we materialize those ghosts. This is the typical story. That's why Yaakov Avinu is a prototype of the Jewish fear. We create the monsters, and the monsters come together. He put himself into great danger. Because he put himself into sakona, because he did that, the malochim went away from him. Because if you don't trust yourself, you create your own reality. The Zohar says, why was he left alone? Because he made himself alone. And therefore the malach had the guts to fight with him. Ve'omru b'rishas rabba b'soif perek ein zayin noga b'tzadikim, that by the Malach, when he heard Yaakov Avinu by the Gid Anoshe, he heard all the tzadikim, b'tzitkanos b'nivim u'b'nivios. He created that all the future generations got hurt. These are the generations of the people who got hurt by the going through other generations. Very garam ishtadlus hazeh, the extra ishtadlus that he did, that he was fearful, asher osa Yaakov Avinu limtzochen be'inei Esav. Kol arois ve'atzores kol arba golius, he caused every other golius, v'divri b'reishas rabba v'chulei. Okay?
That's when he was zocher for his new name, Kisarisim Elokim. That's when he got...
This is the case that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give him the name. He also lost it because the one who gave him the name is the Malach of Esav. If he didn't have to do it, he would have gotten the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the name later. The issue is, I think that this Leshem is so important, and we're going to address the way how that paper from Daniel Stein quotes it, and which I don't think is right. This is one of the most foundational pieces of Yiddishkeit for me. Because the fear is not that we don't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't believe ourselves. Okay, because always is within ourselves. I was just now at Ramesh Shapira in Prague, and the way how he learns the Medrash says that the days were made out of 28 hours. The Ramak, we mentioned the Shur many times, the days were made of 28 hours, there were 6 days of 28 hours, and each day contributed 4 hours of his own to create Shabbos. And what's the message here? Because the message is the Shabbos is the goal, right? We know that Likras Shabbos lechu v'nelcha ki mekoyer habrocha, the goal, the aim is the Shabbos. If you look at the goal and the aim, it's within you. People always look for their goal and their successes outside. Shabbos is in you. If you create Shabbos, you take from yourself, you build Shabbos. So here is the same thing. You've got to trust yourself because HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if you believe in yourself that is koichi v'oitzim yodi, that's the issue because always you go to that nekuda, truth and shekira always sitting at the same place. As I told you, we know it's machlok is Rav Shmuel by hoidu ve'at kush. Hoidu ve'at kush, that's the kingdom of Achashveiro is expanded from hoidu and kush. Machlok is between Rav Shmuel, where is hoidu and kush? If they are two extremes of the world or they are next to each other. And if you look in the round world, it's exactly the same. It's only perspective, right? The closest place is the furthest place. Depends how you look at it, right? That's Rav Shmuel. That's the idea. Things which are very, very different in essence, they are because they are very close. Koichi ve'otzim yodi, the fact that you believe in yourself because bizbitochen is also believing in yourself. The question is, how do you do it? If you don't believe in yourself, that's not bitochen. So, in other words, if you think that the answer is mimcha v'hala, people try always to find answers. They go on vacation, they go outside, they're trying to find answers somewhere. And the answer is always within us.
This is maybe the message of the, you know, the Chatima, first book of Shemoneh Esrei, Magen Avraham. Magen is a shield that surrounds
right.
So which means that if you walk around believing that Hashem is all around you, so that's...
There's nothing to attach. That's the greatest form of Chesed.
And that applies... This bracha is not just for the tzaddikim; it's for everybody.
For every, absolutely.
Shemoneh Esrei is given to the
highest. And that Lord. Is what the Leshem is trying to say.
That's the Chatima of the first bracha, which is the most important bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. So that's the message.
And that's the power of Adam, because all Kabbalah is based on that, right? All of Kabbalah is based on the power of Adam. But the power of Adam, not as a competition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but as a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very easy to take the power of yourself and to think that you control everything, but that's a fallacy. But if you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is within us, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a reflection of us, so the power of man is unbelievable, which is addresses one thing, which is very important, and that's what I want to mention here. People would say, Daniel Stein, that's very easy. If you have bitochen, then people don't do anything. That creates a society that there's no ishtabu, so people don't do anything, because if you don't do anything, so then you have bitochen. If you have bitochen, there's no need for ishtabu. So you have a creation of a society that people are lazy, that people say, I trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's like that story that he tells this guy who marries his son-in-law. He comes to someone and says, no, my son-in-law believes in time God. Why? Because always I ask him, what are you planning to do with your life? He says, God will help. So he tells me that's God. That's a problem because people, this bitochin, this is pseudo-bitochin because that's not the case. You always need the status because the bitochin HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the bitochin on yourself. Now, the status, how much status does that do? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do status because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come through the person. Right? That is the idea that we and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are this great synthesis. It's not a shutvus, it's a synthesis that we are together. Is ze ein yochal? We can't do it without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you have this feeling, for sure you have to do it. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu do something and we did nothing, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be within us, will be outside of us. We have to be mevatel us. And that's exactly the opposite that's supposed to be. All of Kabbalah is the idea that this Adam connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's through Adam. I told you when Daniel in the Machzeh sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting on the throne and he saw Dmus Adam, Rav Tzadok could say that Ari says, which Adam did he see? He saw himself sitting in the Kisei Kovod. That's why Adnos is the possessive name. So it's the opposite. This exalts Ishtadlos. But you look at it, Ishtadlos, it's only a way to allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to shine through us. It's not that Ishtadlos does it. Ishtadlos is the vessel, is the kli, is the, what you call it, is the channel where HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines through. So it's a totally different aspect. So people always say that Ishtadlos and Bitochin are contradictions to itself. At the goal is the Ishtadlus and Bitochen is Hainohach. Ishtadlus is only a way for Bitochen to shine through. Okay? And that's also important to always realize. You want to give a Kodesh Baruch a channel that the Kodesh Baruch should be misgale through you. Not by you stepping back, but through us. Right? And that's the because the Zohar says the problem is the mincha, the milchoma is fine, the tefillah is fine, the doyren, meaning you don't approach. And this is the issue that what the Leshev is saying here, which is very important. Ishtadlus is when something comes to you, you deal with that. Deal with problems when they come to you. Don't deal with problems before they come to you. Because if you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of everything, how do you know that this will come to you? To deal with ghost problems. And that's the problem. The problem is that he sent him a gift. That's what the Zohar says. That's why the Malachim left him. In other words, for you to go ahead and to take a milchoma, if you want to take, in other words, a milchoma, if somebody comes to you, it's fine. If you want to attack somebody, right? To attack somebody is a different story. Here, that's what he's saying. In other words, don't be afraid of things. If you believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Hometzios, and it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and nothing can hurt you, you deal with it when you have to deal with it.
You see, this is the name of Israel. Because first he was a Yaakov, he was passive, he kept the heel, and then what is Israel? You don't call Batuchal, he won, but what is the essence of Israel? The Sarisa. That he actually did something.
Absolutely. But the Barry is saying, but he did it to the Malach of Esav. That was wrong because he would have gotten the name directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He only got through the Malach because he called him. He basically went over. He basically started out of fear. And the issue is that fear can, what is the message here? The message is one. Fear is not a midah that Jews should have. If you want ishtadlus, you think that that's a good strategy, it's fine. As long as it's within the realm of strategy. Whenever the realm is a realm of fear, that doesn't work.
What is mincha not a strategy?
It's strategy, but Chazal say, the mincha would have been a strategy, Chaim. There's nothing wrong with it. But Chazal are saying only because it says, Vayira Vayomer, he was afraid. He was afraid. In other words, the reason why he went to Esav is because he was worried about Esav. It's not that he thought, you know, that's the strategy. HaKadosh Baruch wants me to win. That's the strategy. I'm not going to wait for him to come. The criticism was because it was done out of fear. And this is what the Lashem is trying through, and you're going to see. Nofal b'liboi pachad. That pachad doesn't exist. And that's what we're going to see now.
I understand one thing. He was afraid that he had sinned. But what about afraid that maybe Esav had the kibbutz of the aim, that he had more than...
It's the same thing. It doesn't matter that you did something wrong, but he did something right, and you don't have enough zchuyot to go against it. And take a look at this, is what we're going to see now. Omna, gam achar kol zeh, nieh be'emes, ki chalila v'chalila Hashem et Yaakov Avinu b'chol zeh. You cannot now, what you call, you cannot criticize Yaakov so much. Kari hu b'chir v'ovos, b'chol drocho mosev v'nei atom et kodosh Hashem. Ela shekol ruisav kula mini hakol hayu memek chevron. Everything that he did was, a siba was coming from something very deep. Because this is all a function of the gzera that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given to Avraham Avinu. What did happen by Avraham Avinu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made great fear to fall upon Avraham Avinu. So that great fear is part of the gzera. That fear is the gzera. And that's the Arba Golius. So that Arba Golius started from the Esav. That's the first materialization, the first realization of the Avraham Avinu's dream. And Avraham Avinu's dream was a dream of fear. That pachad is the pachad that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought upon Avraham. V'ineim ha-chashecha noifeles alof. Ki nirmaz lo kol ha-golus amar ve'anima shesovim Mitzrayim. All the golus came through fear. Me'esav ad b'yasa Mashiach. V'zeo she'emar v'ariyakov ve'esaloi. V'kosav v'ra she'miyatzela ala'ira she'nofal b'liboy. When it says, by Yaakov Avinu, v'yera Yaakov me'od, he was very fearful, v'yetzeloi. And he was very sad. He says, why? Why was he sad? He was sad because he got fear. It was a fear beyond him. He realized that the fear that's coming is not natural. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is instilling that fear. There was a nevuah of fear. He saw fire coming from heaven. He realized that Kodesh Baruch Hu, there was a terrible thing coming. So the only reason he did this is because Kodesh Baruch Hu made it to happen. He did this only to be a siman labonim. The reason why he did it is not because he was fearful, because he realized that that fear is something that's going to happen to the Jewish nation, and he saw how they should deal with it. That Eden should go ahead and have not be to bellicose against the goyim, but to go ahead and to be part of it. It's not his fault. He couldn't control. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it happen. In other words, Yaakov Avinu, the fear of Yaakov Avinu was not his fault. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced him. It was a wrong thing to be done. But the choice to do the wrong things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it happen. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen. Many times that's what he does to people. We call it HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mari Asulam, and that's the Mari Asulam, V'chanal Simandal V'Even Advarim. So the idea is that the lack of Bitochon of Yaakov Avinu is part of the Gzera itself. It was wrong, but that's the Gzera. And that's what the Leshem and Mekubalim will say, that many affairs are beyond the person's choice. And this is an example that's beyond the person's choice. Amen. Anything which is not only for the individual is something that relates to the nation at all. The individual bechira is taken away for the good of the people. but ach kol parim asher nogea l'inyaneinu ki yasiba l'kol haniskar shehaya yoresh shema yigrom achet. Still, the reason why he got into so much trouble is because he was fearful of the chet. V'chenu b'zohar hakodesh. The choshev delavio kedai dekucha brichov redis. He said to himself, I don't deserve a miracle. All of that happened because of that cheshbon. One thing is clear. The fear, the eber frumkai, that you're afraid of a chet, this is for sure wrong. Now, why did Yaakov Avinu did it? It's a separate cheshbon. But what he did is for sure wrong. V'chayoyitze b'ze matzano gankim b'chizkiyahu melech Yehuda. The same mistake is Chizkiyahu. Shayahu doiro tzadikim gmurim k'fush memlochim. V'sanhe v'charka kasher ol ala sanhedri melech Ashur. When sanhedri melech sanhedriv came, heine machmas goyel tzidkos v'rosu limin b'asmoy. Again, he didn't believe in himself. Always the problem is that not that you don't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People think that the reason things happen is because you don't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. It happens because you don't believe yourself.
So indirectly, don't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu because if you
made... Exactly right. But if you do, but it's always, you believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu there, you don't respect yourself. You don't believe that you are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was afraid, Chizkiyo was a big tzaddik, there was the Dorish of Chizkiyo, right? Sheker achen ve'evel ayoyfi, whatever. V'ifriz alami delechnet asmal v'nezcherif. So he was afraid of Sancherif. Here by Yosef Midayar, she no solot kol hakesav din sabit Hashem. What did he do to Sancherif? Instead of fighting with him, he gave him all the money. V'gam kitzes ed alto zayecha v'sosa megechon. He stopped the megechon because he wanted to appeasance. Right? Shelo birson chachom, chachom didn't agree with that. Ayin sham berashe lo niftoech v'kudsh bochi, shum trust v'kudsh bochi. Believe in yourself, and this is the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Om now, okay? Mashe sotam gi'ichad, I will skip. Let's keep just the parentheses. V'yidi kol ishtadusa bazer lo yilo lo klal. All the ishtadus they did didn't help anything. Kile vasof arei alav alav. Sanherin, anyway, Sancheriv came. Ela shakudosh Baruch Hu. Itzil oto l'deis. Anyway, he did the nes. V'arei lan mizeh ki gam kilima mitocha b'deir Hashem yigrom achet. One more case. The deir asachet. To be monea bitochen yore eino mailas klal be mailas atzadikim. That is not a maila klal. So let's go skip the next paragraph because the same idea is going to say by Avraham. I'm going to go into the next paragraph and then I want to make sure that we deal with the question. V'chen ugal ki b'nes arbono shel Moshe Rabbeinu. Ma shesir v'shluchus shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu zayin yomim. Moshe Rabbeinu also the same thing. V'nes arbono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu zayin yisrul kedai lezeh because he was afraid. Okay, the Jews don't deserve. וכן אמור בראי מהנו, הביא קום וחוב, היער כניש, תקולון חיוב, לשייך ובשייך לפוק בגלוס, היסוד, היער כניש, היסוד, the Jews don't deserve it. ובגין דין, סורב למיזל תמן, that's why he didn't want to go, to save the Jews, they don't deserve it. ואומר, שלח נבי עתיש לך. והיה מסרב כל כשבר, ויהי תחר אף השם מושה, כשבו חוגר אנגר with him. וכן אחר כמה שאומר, למה ראו יסלם הזה, ומאז בוס אל פער, ואמור כזה במילי שבו ישראל, וכיתה לשלבין היה, שם אני סבך החטר, מדי סרח, מדי סדין, he says, אוי וי, you send me there, and now the Jews did an aver, and now they don't deserve anymore. וזה אמרו, למה זה שלחתן? Why did you send it? לצורנו אמר, כי גם התחילה הדעתי, כי אפשר שגרום אחת. ושלב says, I didn't want to go exactly because of that. I realized that the Jews are going to make a chet, and you're going to change your mind. וסירבתי בשביל זה. וזה דיבר הקדוש ברוך הוא, שזה exactly precisely because of that הקדוש ברוך הוא זנגל. ואומר, אתה תראה. ואומר, מכיל, אתה אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא למשה, בשבוע, בגזירה, באמירה, נשבעתי שלא תיכנס לרצון. Now you are not going to go to Israel. ולאן מכל זה, כמה שגורם העירה, יסיר השם יגרום החטא. Again, the same issue. משה רבינו is afraid of somebody else's חטא. במוקר שסגר כשבוכו בעורב וטור סולוטיב, הרי רואי אז לכל המים להיות נוכל ליבו בטוח והשם שסגר להטויב על כפולים. אם הקדוש בוכו יזמגל לטובוי, don't worry about the חט. ולא ישתנה מפני כל חס ושולום. ורצור אומר, כי לא לבד בהבטוחה מפורש כמו של יעקב אבינו. And the חידוש is like this. Even if there is no הבטוחה מפורש, יעקב אבינו לא עושה הבטוחה מפורש. Even if there is no הבטוחה. במערי אסור לביציאות מחרן, וכן לאברום אבינו, ולמוישה ומרי הסנה וכן הקל כלל ישראל בריש פרסבר לכן אמור לבני ישראל ויצאי ויצלתי וגאלתי ולקחתי אשר כהן להם בן הבטוחת מפורש הזר הטובה for sure if there is a הבטוחה מפורש is one thing ואז אף ששתנה you could say okay if there is a הבטוחה okay Ela gam be'in avtocha mefurash. Even if there is no avtocha. Hine me'achar she'ishnam kam apsukim batur she'shtoiz borach she'asim ma'odem ez bitkoin de Bashem Tomit. What's the Torah tells you? Have bitochin. Umavtiach hakosu, when the posuk tells you, haboteach Bashem, hine Hashem miftachoi. Harei gam ki bichlal avtocha, mefurash alateva. So now you have avtocha. Now you won't change. You have avtocha. The avtocha is if you boiteach, you get it. That's avtocha that will never change. Ki harei hakosu avtiach shaboiteach Bashem, chesed v'sovevenu. There is avtocha. The same way we just proved it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes avtocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises something. Will never change. Bitochin, there is a promise that if you do it, you get it. And therefore will never change. V'yomru chazal b'dashtilim, afilu rosh haboteach Bashem. This is the post. Haboteach Bashem, chesed v'sovevenu. Even a rosh, if he's boiteach Bashem, חסד יסובבנו בקנאל סימן גימל. אם כן כאשר מונע את עצמו מתוך המחמסיר אשר מגרום החטא. Therefore, if you take away ביטוחן, הוא דובר שאינו טויב ביראי אלוקים. That's terrible. Okay? Now, what is going to say? So why did tzadikim do this avera? Because many times HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away from them the choice. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something to happen, he takes away from them the ability to do ביטוחן. Okay? And that's it. And that's why, and that's if you want to see the next paragraph, so it's Omnami, Kolakdoshim, Discover, Nichelubaze, Inishalim, Schus Harbe, Kibiakov, Avino, Ariamar, Nish, Kolapachat, Vedashinof, Lava, Ebemes, Beta Shem in the Shomai, Makushboku caused it. Vaya Mazer, Lo Harbe. And Dafke, that's why he felt so terrible, because he couldn't get away from it. Kumoshe Kosova, Irako, Beetzeloi, Shayamiatel, Lapachinof, Beliba, Kumoshe Kosova, Ramalshik, Bekinkos, Gamker, Mami Pano. בחיקור הדין, וכם אברום אבינו, שאומר במעידה, הרי שגם כסכוס גוד, כרי לא דאג זו איזה לטבוי. Or many times, it's not the fear on themselves, because they realize that this is a much bigger חשבון. ולא על בונו ועל בן נוי, שעל כאן רחמיהו על הבן. Okay, that's what he's saying. So the answer is very simple. The bitochin is the guest power. הקדוש ברוך הוא gave to Adam to control his future. If you בוטח בשם, it starts the bitochin על עצמוי, because the bitochin is the faith of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is an emuna. There is a greater emuna, that the emuna is very individual, very particular, and very imminent. It's very close to you. That you believe in yourself because you believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the highest form of bitochin. Because it's not the emuna, you're believing something outside of you. You believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is within you. That's an unbelievable form of emuna. The only time it doesn't work, because people died in the Holocaust. How is that possible? So there are two ways. Either because people didn't want to use bitochen, they realized they rather died al Kiddush Hashem, or many times HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the bitochen.
Doesn't all this lead to arrogance?
So that's exactly it, without a mention. Always, the truth and the sheker, shoresh echadlam, they come from the same point. It's exactly, this is exactly our avodah. That you have, to, because it's so important, the self, the what you call it, for a person to believe in himself, to have a good, like it's, in good Hebrew, it's called bitachon atzmi. The same word bitachon, you know, it's self-confidence in Hebrew, it's called bitachon atzmi. Right? It's the bitachon in yourself, because that's what bitachon is. Bitachon is on yourself. Mm-hmm. But that's why the avodah is not to get into arrogance, because it's very easy. Always sheker and emes. People always think the way to do emes is to go as far as possible to sheker. But like the hoidu ve'atkush I just told you, if you want to really go close to emes, it is very close to sheker. Always the emes and the sheker are next to each other. Emes and sheker are never very distant. Mm-hmm. They're only very distant because you're not really focusing on the emes. And that's what he's saying. And that is the Leshem. I always say, the Shiur. Rabbi Shapiro always says, the answer and the goal is always within yourself. The self has a huge role in Yiddishkeit. The self. The self is the most important thing in Yiddishkeit. But the self can be the worst, the most damaging thing in Yiddishkeit. Right? We all know that Richard Dawkins wrote a book called The Selfish Gene. And he wants to say that there is what he was a terrible apikoyres, everybody knows, he was a big heretic, and he said the selfish gene is that the world runs on this selfish gene. Everybody wants the best for himself, and that's the whole idea. People don't realize that the selfish gene is the selfless gene. If you believe in yourself and you realize that you're nothing, you're just a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the selfish gene is the selfless gene. But that's the avodah.
I recently thought to explain the Maamar Chazal, Makom Shein Ish Anashim Mishtadel Lias Ish, that people think that in the absence of men, you should try to be a man, but when it says in the absence of men, it means including you yourself. So Mishtadel Lias Ish means you can't be a man, but you can at least try to rise up to the occasion.
But you have to be always try
and
to be a man.
You realize that it's a partnership or it's a joint effort.
It's a joint effort. It's more, it's one thing. It's the ichud. That's the ichud of the. This is the ichud of the ten that we spoke about it. That's the ultimate form of ichud. Now, the Rebbe Stein asks three questions. And he says, "What are the problems with this approach?" He calls this the optimist approach. But it is an optimist. But this is how life. Rabbi Yisai, we live our lives how we define our lives. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I told you the way how you relate HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that how HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to us. If you come to the White Show, there'll be millions of examples in Chazal that in the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us how we see him. And that's the reality of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never come differently. We actually make the relationship. So if it's optimist view, but that's the relationship that if you want to have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's all you have. I think it becomes reality, is very realist, if that's how you define the relationship. Now, the first question, he says, okay, tzaddikim, theodicy. Tzaddikim suffer. So many tzaddikim died. Okay? How is that possible? Mm-hmm. So he says the Leshem. He quotes the Leshem. The first part of the Leshem. That the idea is that people chose, or a Kodesh Baruch Hu makes it happen and takes away the bitochen. And I'm going to tell you something which is very important. This madrega of bitochen is extremely difficult. For you to say, okay, I'm going to have this bitochen and I'll be able to change all of reality, you're fooling yourself. This is something that requires meditative practices. But the beauty of it is, don't start with big projects. Start with small projects. And there is, and the one, this approach, this optimist approach, is the approach that all Gdol Yisrael of the Litvish world applied it. And Daniel Stein brings it correctly. So, the Bali Hamusar think this way. The Briskerov Nemzon for Dovar Poshtav. I'm going to mention the Shiur also. It's clear. This is Bitochen. And there are many Psukim that if you read the Psukim, is Bitochen is that if you believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the reality, reality doesn't exist. Which asks, I'm going to just tell you now, the second question. Second. The Gemara says you can't rely on a miracle. So how can you do this? The Gemara says, in Tzim Chavalanes. So, how can you, if this is bitochen, so you're constantly being soim echalanes. So then he says something that perhaps you can put yourself in the bakum sakona not to soim echalanes. But that's not true. The Rech Nefesh HaChaim tells you that Reb Chanina ben Doisa is the one that told his daughter she didn't have oil for the Nero Shabbos. So what did he say? Mishe Omer Lashem and Viadlik. We agit Lachom is Viadlik. Says Nefesh HaChaim. It's only a miracle if you believe that there is nature and there is miracle. Once you get to the Madrega, that you can understand that nature is not nature, it's all because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only, there's no difference between HaKadosh Baruch Hu between Nes and miracle. On that, there's no Yisur of Insom Kabbalah Nes. So this is all a perception. If your perception is that this is a miracle because there is nature which is easier to happen, there is miracles which is not easier to happen, so then in Simcha Vanes. But this for you makes no difference. The one that made the shaman to have the properties to be madlik is the same thing, it's only needlik because it's a miracle, but it's a nes nister, and the other one's a nes nigle. On that, there's in Simcha Vanes because there's no miracle. Everything is what it is. So that's the question. That Madrega of Bitochen takes away the veil of Teva. You're coming to a Madrega that there is no distinction between Teva and not Teva.
It's a definition.
It's a definition, yes. But you realize that to get to this madriga is extremely difficult. It's easy to fool ourselves. I've been talking, it's very easy to say. But this requires meditative practices. So therefore, but the beauty of it is, you have to start small. The Briskerov says on the Pasuk, Kavel Hashem, Chazak v'yamitz libecha v'kavel Hashem. The Pasuk says, hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will strengthen your heart, and you will hope again. So what's this double hope? Says the Briskerov, because that's the idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bitochen is a snowball effect. You have bitochen. When you have bitochen and it works on a small scale, it gives encouragement to even be more boteach. So the beauty of bitochen is that leads to bitochen. Bitochen will never be in a case that you have so much bitochen that you don't need bitochen. It's like the Briskerov's famous question, that it's like you have the guy has a brother that he gives him all monies and etc. and he gives him all the money in the world. So he never worries about anything. But he thinks on second, but if you always depend on me, you'll never be like me. So you need to worry about me. I want to create a relationship. The same with bitochen. Bitochen means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives this person the power of bitochen to enhance bitochen. So bitochen has this ability that it builds onto himself. So if you start small, it can go bigger and bigger and bigger. Don't ever think that you'll be able to change all your life and everything will be different. The people don't get sick. And then people go and they ask questions. Are these tzaddikim? It's some shtuyot. Focus on the small aspects of life. And the small aspects will turn bigger aspects and the life will completely unfold in front of you in a different way. But it has to be small baby steps. Because to assume that you could change your life and you never die because of this, it's a shtus. Because to get to that madriga is almost impossible. That's why he says that a lot of people who are big tzaddikim died. One second, why did they die if they had bitochen? The answer is, some vended people, the Korim says, because they didn't reach that madriga bitochen. So then he says, one second, if they didn't reach, how can this be talking to us? But his mistake is, don't try to do the big things, do the small things. Mm-hmm. Small things leading to bigger things, and that bitochen becomes a life.
But why is it necessarily, do you necessarily need not to die to bitochen? I mean, because to some extent, dying may not be such a terrible thing if you accomplish what you need in life.
I'm saying, or they got sick, absolutely. Because which is the third aspect? The third question he asks is, the third question, one second. So then if bitochen can change life, who says that this is best for you? Let's say you have bitochen that you're going to win the lottery.
Right. That's
how do you know that's not good for you? But the idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make anything good for you. Because life is all the other HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning do you know how things will unfold? Don't worry about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's good or not for you. Worry what the Lashem is trying to say. The Yetzer Hara always has frum cheshboines for you not to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it's not good for you, because it's always that imminence. He wants to create a difference, a separation because of chet. That is wrong. Always believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. This idea of bitochen is an experience that in itself is great. Now, you're right. Are you going to have bitochen in everything you do in life? The answer is no. But on small things you have, you'll see how they unfold and how life starts changing in front of you. Bitochen is great because there is nothing more exhilarating than seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu with you. Seeing that imminence. Some people ask me, why there's no nevuah bizman? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't talk to us. I think there is something much bigger than HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to us. It's called bitochen. Mm-hmm. Bitochen is you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu with you. But that's a practice. Start on small things. Then there's no miracle and not miracle because you realize that life is a miracle. How things happen, there is a good word in English called serendipity. Serendipity is the miracle of life. Mm-hmm. I told you the psychologists always say, dance with chance. In life, there is always a dimension of miracle in everything we do. You could go ahead and go to a doctor and have every test come negative and the guy the next minute dies because something goes wrong. And the same way, I just went to Eretz Yisrael to see that to practice Moshe Shapira. He had an operation in his brain. He had a tumor in his brain. And before he went to the operation, personally, if Rav Moshe, it was David, you should come out alive. But if his faculties would be there, I thought if he got 70% of it back, it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mm-hmm. I come to Prague. Rav Moshe, his shiurim he gave now, I have not heard such great shiurim from him for the last 10 years. He is in his spitz. Man, there's no question. Anybody who understands it is in his. It's like the operation just rewired something. I said I felt Rav Moshe talking to him like I'm speaking to somebody from the beyond. Some people that died, and you actually got the person back. This is how I felt every minute. It was an experience of talking to somebody from the beyond. Because we don't know. Life is full of miracles. We don't need Nevuah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to talk to us. I always think the Nevuah, in some ways, like Reb Tzodok always says, Lam Natzeach al Hayeles HaShachar Mizmor LeDavid. Lam Natzeach al Hayeles HaShachar, the Gemara says, what's Hayeles HaShachar? Means HaShachar is the dawn. Mm-hmm. Esther is compared to the dawn. My Esther, my Hayeles HaShachar Sof Kol HaLayla, the same way that the dawn is the end of the night, Esther is the end of the miracles. Says Reb Tzodok, one second, that doesn't make any sense. If Esther is the end of the miracles, it's the end of the day. It's not the end of the night. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He says, no. If you need miracles, if you have a life and you need miracles outside of you, that's night. In our lives, it's not that we don't have miracles. We can turn our lives into miracles. That's day. So Esther is the end of the night. Because look at Esther. In her own ways, she was bringing a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Melech is not a Hashveiros. Chazal say Melech is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That imminence, that closeness, which every religion went through this process. That in the beginning, that is called, we have always told it's called the Axial Age, meaning every religion went through this. That God was far and became imminence, became very close. At some point in time, we believe it's the Beetle of Avodah Zarah. Well, it coincides extremely well, but it is the scholars give a name to this called the Axial Age. The Axial Age, the world turned into the axis. It's not that you're trying to go to heaven, you brought heaven here. You brought Olam Haba, that's the idea. And this is the lesson.
But Purim was also a Nes Nistor.
So yes.
What does it mean, Sof Kol HaNisim?
She is. In other words, she was the end of the Nisim, because Esther was the end. She's the beginning of the quote unquote day. She is the beginning of the day, right? Because she is that transitional moment. Esther is the transitional moment. It's a miracle which it becomes a paradigm for all the miracles later. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of the story, gave them Ruach HaKodesh. She had a specific Ruach HaKodesh. She was one of the prophets. So that's why is that scene, that break between the two. But is
transition
the
transition from what to what?
From the time of miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to you, like Esther is a prophecy. Esther had the prophecy. Mordechai didn't have. Mordechai had also. He also, Mordechai, Chazal also called that he was a Novi. Right? But this is the end of the miracles. Because how it happened
yeah,
not through miracles.
The end of the miracles in a niggly way, not in a nistar.
Which is
they
much
are.
Bigger because the right. Nig, and that's the Leshem. So I think what you take from the Leshem is, one second, in Soim Chabal Anes, you're right, if for you is Anes, this is not going to work. This is to come to realize the realization that there's no miracle because there's no Teva. Nothing works on its own. So that's one. The second thing is, how is it possible that Tzadikim didn't have it? Yeah, you're right. If you're going to have a life, but if you're trying to change the world, that's not going to happen. Small things, for sure, they do it. And the answer is, what's going to be good for you or bad for you? Rabbi said, this is all from a cheshbon, that makes no sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how to do that. What's going to be good for you and bad, anything can be good and anything can be bad. Let him make the cheshbon. Just believe in yourself that he can come, but believe in yourself because your koach is the koach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I always say, before I go to a meeting, in America, they give you a glass of water, of coffee. I always ask for water. Because the bracha that you say is she'akol nia bidvorei. If you actually believe what you're saying, you have a meeting which is very different.
You know, that's what Baba Sally, when you give brachot, the way you give a bracha, he would give somebody a glass of water, and the guy says she'akol nia, and then you give him bracha.
A bracha, for sure. And that's this like is it. And this is in the small aspects of life. Let's not think about the big things. So that's why this optimist view is the relationship that we want to have with the Kodesh Boho. If a person wants to have a relationship with the Chazon Ish, etc., it's a very... But all the literature, because if you want to turn Yiddishkeit from not a rational, intellectual pursuit, but into an experiential pursuit, the experiential pursuit is Bitochen. And that's what I'm going to mention in the Shiur by the White Show. The core of all of this is Anoichi, says the smak, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Rotzeticha Eretz Mitzrayim. The mitzvahs haemuna, which is Anoichi, the Vipi Hagvura Shmanum, is this. This is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Now, don't, the beauty of it is, let's not do charge change the world. Let's do it step by step.
Tomorrow morning, I was thinking about that. All right, to get tomorrow morning, gotta go to sleep. Gotta get up in a few hours. Like, how do you change?
How do you change it? Yeah. On small aspects, because the bitochen is that will grow into bigger aspects. I always say when you go to a meeting, to have bitochen. Now, it takes a long time. You've got to meditate. That the first meetings are going to happen, and that is. But when it does, a person gets a. But one thing the person has to know, two things. Fear is wrong. There's no fear. There's no such a need that the Jews can have, which is called fear. According to the, forget about that, there's no such a thing as fear. Fear is always wrong. That's number one, right? You could have the tshuva and etc., but fear is always wrong. Number two, you know, the idea is that what Balatanya always says, that to be worried, to be upset is fine. Atzvus is always wrong, because what atzvus do? Atzvus makes you do nothing. Mm-hmm. Makes you to be people who are depressed, the depression. Balatanya and Tzavatanya is always wrong, because you always have to do it, because your ishtadlus is the bitochen. Mm-hmm. That is, number three, the most important thing is to realize that all the answers and everything lies within, never lies without. The bitochen in Hashem starts with bitochen atzmi. If you don't believe in yourself, you never believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, to say that this will preclude the shtadlus is just the opposite. Because if you don't believe in yourself, you never believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So those are the three things. Believe in yourself, don't fear, and never use as an excuse to do nothing. Because whatever you do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. And this is the lesson. This is the ultimate form of Yichud, the Yichud of 10. The Yichud of 10 is this bitochen. It's not the Yichud of 7, which is like the Chazon Ish. This is the Yichud of 10. And everybody should experience, hopefully, Mirtz Hashem in Kabbalah Sotah. Have a great Yom Tov. Next year will be a week after Shavuot.